Well, let's go. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed.
You're welcome.
And what you can do, let's just start with the basic information to begin with. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Thomas. I'm 33 years old. I have a son that just turned 11 yesterday. I work for a company called CRST International. CRST International. Mm-hmm. I'm a truck driver. And I just drive all around the world delivering freight.
Yeah.
And I'm at home right now on my off days. Mm-hmm. Just relaxing, getting ready to do this interview.
So tell me about your family.
I have a sister. She's about 38. She works for U.S. Sprint up in Cobb County. Mm-hmm. That's the only sister I have. My mother and my father still living. My father lives in Decatur, and my mom lives in Stockbridge. Both are remarried. Mm-hmm. And that's basically it.
So who lives here with you?
Me and my sister lives here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell me about this neighborhood.
This neighborhood is, this is the southwest part of Atlanta. It's, it went down at one point, but as far as the drugs, you know, drugs coming into every community. A lot of drugs came into the community, but, they're going away. I've noticed a lot of Caucasians are starting to move back into the area. Mm-hmm. And, we've organized neighborhood watch now. So the neighborhood is coming back. It's really coming back from where it used to. It was getting real bad at one time. But all the neighbors coming together and, you know, trying to drive the drugs out. So it's okay.
I'm going to move this a little bit closer. Okay. Have you always lived here?
I've always lived here. Yeah.
In this very house?
This house right here. This is my parents' house. And my parents moved out when I was in 11th grade. Mm-hmm. So me and my sister just stayed here and just, you know, paid the bills. Just kept it going.
So what was it like growing up around here?
Oh, it was fun growing up around here, yeah. It was a lot of fun. Because it used to be when I was little, this was a quiet neighborhood, you know. Not a lot of traffic. But now it's a lot of traffic in the streets, up and down the streets. But it was very fun growing up over here.
Yeah. What school did you go to?
Elementary, mm-hmm. High school.
All of them.
I went to E. Rivers Elementary School off of Peachtree Street. And from there I went to Sutton Middle School. And from there I went to Northside High School. Mm-hmm. School of the Arts.
School of the Arts.
Yeah.
What type of art were you into?
I was in the foreign language.
Yeah. What languages did you speak? Or do you speak?
I used to speak a little Latin.
Yeah.
Spanish. I don't know too much of it anymore. Yeah. But my sister, she was real heavy into the performing. Mm-hmm. You know, she used to do a lot of singing and dancing.
Hmm.
Yeah. We both went to the same high school. Yeah.
So tell me, you said you were a truck driver. So tell me about that. What's that like?
It's boring at times because you're by yourself.
Yeah.
But it pays good money, and you don't have to deal with supervisors, you know. As long as you get out there and do what you're supposed to do, you know, you're okay. And that's what I like about it, because I'm not stuck up in a warehouse, and you don't have supervisors on your back. And you go out there and you just run your route, and, you know.
Where do you tend to travel to?
I travel all over 48 states.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So tell me about that. What's that been like?
Well, it's pretty cool. It's just something you'd have to deal with the weather. They might see you somewhere where it's freezing cold. Then the next week they might see you in California, you know. So you just have to adjust.
So what type of interesting things have you seen in your travels?